Welcome to another episode of the Wealth Mastery Podcast. I'm Madhu Kodidela, founder of the Wealth Expertise Hub, where we embark on the journey to financial peace and prosperity. Today, I'm going deep into the crucial aspect of financial success, defining your clear financial objectives. So grab a notepad and let's get started. So how and why the financial objectives is most important in our life? Before we dive into the financial objectives, let's understand why having clear goals is essential in every individual. Financial success is not a one concept, right? It's about aligning your money with your life goals. So where do you begin? First, you need to have the clarity. I'll show you in this podcast segment wise where you can act those segments in a T. That is, today your life will be transformed to become a financial peace in your life. The segment one is understanding your why first. The foundation of clear financial objectives lies in understanding your why. What are your life goals? What do you want in your life? What do you want to achieve in your life? Whether it's buying a house, traveling the world, or ensuring a comfortable retirement of yours. Why is the most essential? So we'll guide your financial decisions at most if you know what is why and how you need you are going to achieve those. So this understanding your why is the first segment. You need to have the clarity in your mind. The second segment is the blueprint to financial peace. At Wealth Expertise Hub, we are developed with a blueprint to financial peace. It starts with a deep dive into the current financial situation of yours, understanding your current income and expenses, and what are all your debts. From there, we move on to the and identify short-term and long-term goals of yours. Where, what is your short-term goals, what is your long-term goals, and what is your current debts of you have, whether it's a personal loan debt, home loan debt, a loan against securities, or loan against properties, or any hand loans, and what are the total expenses do you incur in the total in your house, and what are the exact income you're earning every month and how to utilize that particular money in a proper way. So we have a separate segregated Excel sheets has been prepared for that, where you need to have the clarity which expenses is going for what and what is the exact amount you are spending for that particular expenses. So this blueprint you need to know to become a financial peace. So please have the clarity about your income, expenses, and all type of your debts, so that you need to have the clarity in your mind. This is the biggest thing, biggest perspective information where you need to have. The third segment is the formula for wealth creation. Now let's talk about the exact formula for wealth creation. It's not just about earning money, right? It's about making you money work for you. This involves smart investments, strategic savings, and having a clear plan for your financial future. What you want to achieve in your life, what is the exact assets you want to purchase, what is the portfolio you want to build, what is the exact bank balance you need to have, what is the net worth you are you planned for your life. So everything you need to have a clarity. What are the strategies, what are the smart investments, so what type of house you want to live you live, what are the investments you want to make, whether it's a mutual funds or the stocks or real estate or gold money, that is a gold or silver, or you want to be an entrepreneur to have a businesses, you want to invest in other in a venture capitalist. So you need to have the clarity in your life about the financial success to become a wealthiest person ever in your life. This is the formula of wealth creation is most important. That is the third segment. The fourth segment is this, you know, the smart financial objectives. I know everybody knows, just I'm reiterating to you, smart, that is a specific, measurable, achievable, and relevant, and it should be a time bound. When you know these things in a deeper way, what is the exact specific amount you want to achieve and what is the exact time you want to achieve, and whether you are whatever the aim you have, that amount, suppose you are aiming for a 1 lakh rupee every month you want to save, and what is the time period, that is 1 month you already planned, or you are going to plan for the next 2 months or 3 months, it doesn't matter, but you just plan for exact how many months or years to achieve that particular figure what you really desire. And achievable, you just have, suppose if you are a debt of 1 crore rupee or 50 lakhs rupees, you are planning for 10 crore rupee in the next year, it is not possible, right? So it should be achievable. So if you don't have any, first you have a debt, so you need to clear all your debts and manage your money properly, and then you can go for a achievable number of like 10 lakhs, 20 lakhs, or 30 lakhs or 1 crore rupee basing on your current profession and what is the skills you are enhancing on a day-to-day basis. And it should be relevant to your expertise. And it should be the time bound. That is the most important parameter where you need to really work on, please. This clarity makes your goals achievable. The goals achievable means you have to be very, very, very clearly knows what you want to achieve. And you need to note down all those things. The segment 5 is prioritizing your goals. Not all goals are created equal, right? Prioritize based on what matters most to you. Paying off your high interest debt, building an emergency fund, or investing for your children's education, or for your own retirement. You want to be live your life like no one else, sitting in a Dubai beach and drinking a lemonade over there. So you need to have the plan, proper plan, so that you will enjoy the retirement. So prioritize helps you focus your efforts and resources. So please understand, this prioritizing your goals is most important to achieve everything. The segment 6 is assessing risk tolerance. Financial objectives are not just about aspirations. They're also about managing risk, understanding risk tolerance. Are you really comfortable with this volatility of certain investments? Or do you prefer a more conservative approach? Align your objectives with your risk profile, please. What is your risk profile? And what is the exact amount you are going to take for a task? So that risk tolerance is most important in your life. It should be have a clarity. The seventh segment is periodic review and adjustment. Financial objectives are proper at all times, please. Is it proper? No. We don't know when uncertainties will happen. We don't know when health issues will occur in a family. We don't know when we met an accident. We don't know when any jobs losses will be happen. We don't know how much money we need to spend for the particular month for any expenses at all. Or any functions arise at your family, you need to spend something. So we don't know. So the income is stagnant and the expenses is volatile. So you need to adjust basing on the particular scenarios, situations on a monthly basis, and you need to have a periodic review for that. So life changes, circumstances evolve, and so should your financial goals also. So regularly review your objectives, assess your progress, and adjust them as needed. That will be impacting your life. This flexibility is key to staying on the path to the financial success. Please be understand. This periodic review and adjustment is most important. And the segment 8 is seeking professional guidance. Sometimes achieving financial objectives requires expert guidance. So because you are expertise in engineering, you are expertise in some architect, you are expertise in any mechanical field, you are expertise in any other relevant of your skills, but you are not expertise in all parameters. Somebody having expertise in one area, somebody is expertise in one area. So just go and seek a professional expertise in a financial advisors or wealth experts like me, so that you have a clarity. What is the exact wealth you want to create? What is the current portion of yours? How much money you want to invest, and what are the returns you are expecting in a particular time period? Consider consulting with financial advice. We can provide personalized insights based on your unique situations, please. They can help you navigate complexities and optimize your financial strategy. That is the most important. And these are the most important 8 segments what I shared in this podcast to you. Please, if you're not understanding this podcast, please go repeatedly see this listen this podcast, so that you get the clarity about the segments, what you want to be get to become a financial objective of your life, and how and what and why This is most important. So as we wrap up today's episode, remember that defining clear financial objectives is not just a one-time task list. It's a continuous process. It's about aligning your money with your dreams and adapting as life unfolds to you. So thank you for joining me on this journey to the financial mastery. Until next time, stay financially empowered. I'm Madhu Kodudala, Passive Wealth Expert. So if you want, I hope this podcast has given that deeper insights about the objectives of the financials of yours. So if so, please share this podcast to your friends and family so that they will get benefited. I'm giving one link here. So please go and join in those links so that you will get the financial bites like this and every day. And there is a special VIP Elite WhatsApp group has been created where you can see the great clarity people over there to become finances, to become a financially success, to become a wealthiest in their lives. So are you one of the part of this community? Please click on the link and join. Madhu Kodudala, Passive Wealth Expert. Thank you. Great day ahead. Thank you very much.